Let's try this.
You're listening to Almost Heretical,
a podcast embracing life after evangelicalism, coming to you from a shed in Bend, Oregon.
We are ex-pastors. We saw behind the curtain, and we're going to take you there too.
The Christian machine.
We talk about stuff that you're not allowed to talk about in church.
Many churches aren't actually safe places for people to process a lot of their doubts.
We're going to say things that sound almost heretical.
And it might be, but just almost. Welcome to Almost Heretical.
Almost Heretical. You can find us online at almostheretical.com.
All right, Nate, here we are.
We're doing the podcast that we have been talking about doing for a couple years now.
Yeah, we are sitting in my shed in Bend, Oregon, finally ready to get into some stuff.
And it's cold. We have a heater on. What does the heater say?
The space heater is cranked up. It says the room is at a balmy 39 degrees.
39. Yeah, it doesn't feel a degree over 32. Why are we in a shed in Bend, Oregon, Timmy?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, probably a couple episodes just on that, but Nate and I met years back doing ministry in San Francisco, and we were pastors for some years. One thing led to another. I got fired, and my wife and son Camden and I moved here this year.
Our experience is one of climbing the Christian church leadership ladder, seeing some dark stuff. And now we're in a shed in Bend, Oregon.
I think Nate and I kind of both grew up a fundamental conservative evangelical background. Yeah, really swam in that pool for a long time. And like he said, climbed the ladder. Both of us did the typical Christian leadership thing all the way up to kind of seeing the top of the tower there for a little while, the good, bad, and the ugly. And I think over the last few years, we've both been growing increasingly discontent and disgruntled with the state of the church and what evangelicalism is. And I think in the last year or two, especially deciding that somewhere along the way, I think a line had been crossed. And if it hadn't already happened...
I know somewhere along the way where it happened.
Yeah, the election of one Donald Trump was, for us, as well as many others, many of whom we're friends with, that was the final breaking point. So we've been having conversations for years, wrestling with theology and power and issues like race and politics, and I think we finally feel like it's ready to take that conversation a little more public.
Yeah, and so if that's you, if that describes you, welcome. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to the journey. We don't have it all figured out, and we're going to be learning stuff along the way and learning stuff with you, but we want to start a conversation, and we want to invite you in to that conversation.
Yeah, we've been seeing there's kind of a whole world of deconstructing Christians, especially here in the States, and people in different phases of deconstruction. But many have kind of jumped into the deep end in the last few years. And there are other podcasts out there doing awesome work to try to speak to this group of people, which we're big fans of. And we just kind of want to join that conversation. What we've seen over and over again is that many churches, many Christian communities aren't actually safe places for people to process a lot of their doubts and questions and anger and frustration. So we're going to try to create and honor some of that space. And it'll be a place where we work out some of our own questions, our own processes. But we also just think we're at a point where we've seen enough, experienced enough to kind of know some of what's behind the curtain. And there's good there too. We won't all be digging on church world. But we do feel like we've lived some lessons that we can share from. And also we've spent enough years doing some deep processing, and me with going to school and really having to wrap my head around seeking the truth, the deepest truth of some ideas that I think at this point we feel like we've got some other angles to add to the conversation.
Yeah, and so we've seen a bunch of stuff, good, bad, and the ugly, as we've said, and I think we're ready to talk about it now. And so this is going to get into a lot of the stuff that Tim and I stay up super late talking about, you know, how to be a Christian in Trump's America and issues of race and gender equality and power and control.
The key issue in so much of this is power. mean, we'll tell more of this story later, but I was a pastor on staff with a church in San Francisco for years, and just this year I was a part of a group of other staff that challenged the lead pastor around issues of control and power, and I got fired for it, which is how my wife and I ended up here in Bend. So it's this isn't just theory for us. It's raw, it's real. And it's something that the more we read the news, the more we kind of tune into these times that we're living in, it just seems like if we're not talking about power, then we're not really talking about much at all. And related to that, it's like Nate and I love the Bible. And I mean, we've grown up experiencing and interacting with the Bible in different ways and have had to kind of walk away from some of that. But I think we're both as committed to understanding and trying to learn wisdom from the biblical texts as we ever have. And I think part of the reason we feel like we're ready to do a podcast is we've shed a lot in the last several years in terms of the theology and the ideas we've grown up with. But we've actually found some replacements to them that are good and beautiful and life-giving. And we've just experienced, I think, a lot of people that they know they can't hold on any longer to the Christianity or the version of it that they grew up with, but they just don't know where else to go. I think a lot of what we're going to try to do here is kind of create a new way forward, new for some of us at least, and to kind of keep the journey going. And a lot of that's going to deal with what do we do with the Bible?
So yeah, we've experienced a lot of power, control in the church and how that can go wrong. But also even just this experience of the deconstruction journey we've been on. I know for myself personally that's been a lot over the last 4 or 5 years, where a lot of my identity was wrapped up in the things I believed about the Bible, the things I believed about God, and the way I interpreted that, and what that meant for me in my life. And so losing that, it just feels like dominoes falling, where one domino falls and let's say it's, you know, atonement theory, or hell or whatever. And then the other dominoes just start falling. And if you've been through deconstruction or are currently in it, you're probably nodding your head right now. And suddenly you're left with this pile of dominoes and you don't know what you can hold on to anymore. And, you just feel lost.
So we've been through it, to some extent. I feel like we've come out the other side, although I think we'd both say that what this other side contains is sort of shrapnel from that experience, where we'll probably all have questions and doubts that never really go away. But I think some of what we've seen is that a lot of people, what they get left with after all those dominoes fall down, is kind of the sense that there's nothing really to hold on to. They're sort of waving around looking for some sort of foundation. And it gets to the point, and we're sympathetic here, we've both been through, it gets to the point where you feel like it's kind of a battle between you and what feels good and right and true and where you see justice. It feels like a battle between that and the Bible. And where a lot of people have gone is you feel like you kind of have to walk away from the Bible. And some people, that means walking away from Christianity. Some others, it just means trying to kind of figure it out on their own. And we've just come to a place where we've been able to see enough missing pieces of stuff we just had never been taught in church, and ideas and paradigms that some of them are older than the church itself, but are new to us, just weren't a part of our Western Protestant tradition, but have actually led us back to the place where the Bible's our greatest ally in this struggle. So a lot of what we're going to do is, it's not going to be apologetics. What we want to do is create a space where we can actually dialogue around those real struggles, those real concerns, issues, topics like violence in the Bible and what it means for God to be in control, but for things to seemingly be going so wrong, and how the church is supposed to engage with politics and all that sort of stuff. But what we want to do is not throw out the Bible and start from scratch and kind of figure it out our own, but actually go to battle not with the Bible itself, but with what we'll make a case for is bad interpretation and actually sort of manipulation of the Bible that's happened throughout history, but it's happened a lot, even in our recent American history. So We're going to get into some biblical theology. We're going to go back and jump into a series that sort of re-examines some of the early origin stories and ideas around the fall and all that. But what we're going to hope to come out is this other side where at least we find some sort of peace, some sort of rock to stand on, and honestly a way to engage in these same debates and Twitter arguments and back and forth sort of dead-end discussions that have seemingly been so fruitless, this kind of cultural divide that we're all living in, find a way to re-engage in that conversation, re-engage in this moment that we're all living in with tools that we never knew we could have.
Sweet. Well, we're really excited to finally be doing this show and are happy to have you along for the ride. There are a lot of other great shows planned, and the first up are a few episodes where we dive into some of the weird verses and ideas in the Bible, the stuff we usually just kind of skip over. So those episodes are coming up. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss any of that. And also, feel free to connect with us at almostheretical.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts, feedback, questions, whatever, because it means a lot to have you on this journey with us. So signing off till next time, for Nate and Tim, this is Almost Heretical.
Welcome to the podcast, Almost Heretical.
Let's say welcome to...
Almost correct to all.